السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل على أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور، صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Islamic society and the Islamic community could be anywhere. It does not have to be under a state or a government or a country. It does not have to have a government or a flag, national flag and national anthem, and so on and so forth. Any place on earth that has some Muslim individuals or families or communities who worship God, even in a neighborhood, even in a small village, that is called the Islamic community. So it does not have to be a country. You don't have to declare this place an Islamic country or Islamic state so you can implement the Islamic rules. Any place, any neighborhood, even three families, two families, one family in a remote area is called the Islamic society and the Islamic community. And they are endowed with this important task of implementing akhlaq al-Islam, the Islamic ethics, and the Islamic manners, and the Islamic tolerance. Some people think that Islamic Sharia is based on hooliganism, is based on violence, is based on hate, to declare Muslims and non-Muslims to be kafir, to be polytheist, depending on violence. This is not the Islamic Sharia. The Islamic Sharia is based on understanding, on peaceful coexistence, on forgiveness, on love, on the acceptance of the others. These are the fundamentals of the Islamic Sharia and nothing else. Nothing other than that. Love, forgiveness, acceptance, tolerance, reaching out to others. These are the fundamentals of the Islamic Sharia. And therefore, one of the most important underpinnings of the Islamic society, al-mujtama' al-Islam, the first fundamentals of the Islamic society is to accept others, other religions, other doctrines, other madahib, other schools of thought, to accept them. Even if you do not acknowledge they are right, acceptance is different from believing they are right or wrong. It is completely different. Acceptance is to have tolerance for them. Even though you believe they are completely wrong, utterly wrong, they go into the wrong direction. But that does not mean that you have to reject them. You have to have tolerance. We don't follow them. We do not encourage them. We do not promote them. But we accept them. Acceptance is something else. Acceptance is to live with them in a peaceful coexistence. Peaceful coexistence. Your neighbors could be anything. Any religion. But you don't have to declare war against them or animosity against them. You have to respect the rules of neighborhood. So, in this life, we deal with many people. The doctor that you visit in his office, do you go to a Muslim doctor? Does he have to be a Muslim? Does he have to be Shia, if not Ashari, or Sunni, or this, or that? He's a doctor. You accept him without probably agreeing with his religion, with his faith. You deal with many people on every day. Your boss could be someone who does not believe in God, but you still smile in his face. You deal with him. You dine with him sometimes. You go out with him. So, when we deal with others, they don't have to be the followers of our religion. This is called tolerance, tasamuh, at-tasamuh al-Islam. This is one of the most important fundamentals of an Islamic community, an Islamic society, that they have a greater tolerance and acceptance for all, for believers and non-believers. This is number one. Number two, the second fundamental of an Islamic society is that we respect insan regardless of his or her religion or doctrine or ethnicity or whatever orientation they have. We respect them. Al-insanu bima huwa insanun muhtaramun inda Allah. Chapter 17 says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. As long as he or she carry the title of Bani Adam, the children of Adam, respect is granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect is granted to that person. So we have to respect people around us. We don't ask about their faith. When you meet people, you don't ask them, what religion you have, what school of thought you follow. You don't have to. You don't have to. You deal with them based on the shared values of a humanity. I repeated this hadith here many times, the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. That there are two important commonalities and shared grounds between us and others, between you and others. One is religion, second is a humanity. And a humanity is not less important than religion. Sometimes you are his brother or sister in religion. أَخُرْ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ. You share the religion. But sometimes you don't share the religion. You share the humanity. أَخُرْ لَكَ فِي الْإِنسَانِيَةِ. He does not share the religious doctrine with you, but he shares, or she shares, the values of the humanity, insaniya. You are both insan, you come from the same source. But you have put to test. People have been put to test in this life, to choose the religion. Some of them they choose wisely, some of them they choose what their ancestors chose, and they don't want to change. Because he comes from this family, and this family for 1,000 years they are following this madhab. So he or she would follow that madhab. They don't have the courage to change. But that does not mean they are not a human or of a lesser humanity or subhuman. They have to be equally respected. And ناس صنفان إما أخ لك في الدين أو نظير لك في الخلق. Therefore, the provocative narrative of some people, especially the radicals, the takfiris, who always give speeches based on hate, based on grudge, this toxic hate, not just hate, sometimes you hate someone but you don't hurt that person. Those people, they hate and they hurt, they destroy. Their mission is to destroy. Their mission is not to build. Someone who's takfiri, who carries this twisted logic of takfirism today, his or her mission, the only mission they carry is to destroy, is to kill, is to wreak havoc in the land, not to build. Where is their building? Show me. Show me something good they did in their life. They are angry at their families, at their children, at their extended family members, at their mosque, at their community, at their friends, at the neighbors, at the strangers, at those who are with them, those who are not with them. Nothing but hate. Those are sick people. They recruited people who are cuckoos, some of them with the criminal records, many of them with the criminal records. Some of them are felons. Some of them, they follow after the dunya. Whoever pays more, they go after him. And they are establishing so-called Islamic Khilafah, Islamic State. Islamic state of shame, Islamic state of hate, Islamic state of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately they are expanding because of many reasons. Because some Muslims or many Muslims, they did not equip themselves with the truth, with the safe Islamic ideology, so they fell victim to those monsters, to those beasts. At the end, we have to realize, my friends, my brothers and sisters, that our aqeedah is sacred. I'm not suggesting that don't support your aqeedah. Support your aqeedah. Be proud of your school of thought. Be proud. But my friends, be proud of your aqeedah. But you don't have to hurt others. You don't have to hurt. When you defend your aqeedah, you don't have to hurt others in religion, or even if they are non-religious. You don't have to tell them you are the people of Jahannam, you are the people of damnation, you are the people of the hellfire, I'm the only person who's right, you are wrong. You don't have to say this. We have to preserve our aqeedah for our own selves. Yes, if there is something good out of our aqeedah, then we share it. But if there is something based on violence, you don't have to share it. Keep it to yourself. Keep it inside. You don't have to share it with others. Today, look at this aqeedah which is based on violence. Look at this aqeedah, what it's doing today in many Muslim countries, bringing mayhem, pain, suffering to the Muslim community, left and right, left and right. So we don't have to share. When you believe, when you are zealous about something, you don't have to declare it openly. Keep it to yourself. At-tawalli li-awliya Allah, you may declare it. Listen to this, very important. We have tawalli and tabarri. At-tawalli, to declare that I love this person, it's okay. But when you hate someone, you don't have to declare that. Keep it to yourself. At-tabarri min a'da'illah. This associating yourself with the enemies of God does not have to be public. Does it have to be public? You don't like fulan. Why do you declare it? Keep it to yourself. Keep it in your heart. Allah does not say to you, go, especially when you live in an open society, open country, there are many madahib, many religions. He does not say, go to the market and say, I hate this, I hate that, la'nat on this, la'nat on... Where is this in the Quran? Where is this in the seerah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? Nowhere. We have to promote love. Islam is about love. The norm is love. Hate is an exception. Small exception. But the norm is love. To share your love. To share your respect. To share the commonalities. To make the earth safer. The heroes are the ones who make their neighborhoods and their societies and their masajid and their communities safer. They don't create tension. Anyone who creates tension, you have to know that he's sick. He's not normal. He's sick in his religion, in his aqidah. He's sick. He has to go and see a doctor. Otherwise, a normal Muslim is the one who always promotes peace and understanding and love and respect and tolerance, samaha, tolerance. We have to have tolerance with others. This is the prime message of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط النبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا صدق الله العلي العظيم There is a very important and formidable law in the Holy Quran. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ Always the evil plan that someone masters and designs against others, the evil plan that someone articulates and designs against others is going to haunt him down one day. The loser is going to be that person who's the maker, the designer of this evil deed. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِهِ If someone draws plans against his friends, his neighbors, people in the community, others, his rivals in business, usually it happens when among the business people, to destroy his rivals. So he sits and he plans against them. Allah says, eventually this plan is going to come back after him. It's going to turn after. Whether it's in business, whether it's in marriage, in divorce, in family, in school, and also in politics. And this is what we saw yesterday happening in Saudi Arabia, in one of the masajid in the city of Abha, the province of Asir in Saudi Arabia. Although we feel unhappy about what happened, people are performing Salatul Dhuhr, and a suicide bomber comes inside the masjid and he kills 15 at least, 15 of them, who belong to the military. But this is what we warned against for so many times, that countries that finances terrorism, Wahhabism, Takfirism, they encourage, they promote, they brainwash the young people and send them outside to kill people in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Syria and Yemen and Iraq and Egypt and left and right, those people one day will pay the price. And this is what happened yesterday. And that is the beginning, the first to drop. They are paying the price. In Arabic, they have a proverb, ضرب المثل. وعلى نفسها جلت براقش. Those of you who understand Arabic. And in English also they have a proverb. It says that the chickens have come home to roost. The chickens have come home to roost. When people were killed in these countries by Daesh, by Al-Qaeda, by Takfiris, those people in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries, they overlooked that. They were deaf. They were blind. They did not even condemn. Because the one who was killed is someone from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, this country and that country. But today, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, he starts condemning Takfirism. This is barbarism. This is against Islam. Where were you for 30 years? Where were you? For 30 years, these acts were Islamic and ethical. Today, because it happened against the armed forces in Saudi Arabia, now it is unethical and Islamic. This is hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy. So, Allah says, those who plan, at the end, these planning and these plots will hold them down. Will hold them down. مَنْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا لِأَخِيهِ وَقَعَ فِيهَا. If someone digs a hole for his brother to fill it, to fall in that hole, he himself would fall in that hole one day. And this is exactly what happened. You've heard me here. If you don't remember, go to the recordings. I said many times that these countries who promote extremism, radicalism, Wahhabism, hate, they're going to pay the price. And this price that they paid yesterday is nothing. This is an appetizer, a small salad appetizer. They're going to pay a bigger price. Bigger price. People who are responsible for the destruction of Iraq and Syria and Yemen and many other countries. Allah is absent. He doesn't see. He doesn't see that those countries, they pay money, billions of dollars, rather than building hospitals and clinics and schools and universities and making Muslim countries thrive. You know how many Muslims are drowning in the Mediterranean on a daily basis? Do you read the news? Do you follow the news? Almost every day. People from North Africa, from Algeria, from Tunisia, from other countries, from Morocco. They drown. Why they drown? Because their countries are disasters. They don't find jobs, there is no dignity, there is no health care, there is no education. So they seek refuge in Europe. Why should Muslims seek refuge in Europe? What's wrong with Muslim countries? Because the money is spent on what? On war. Purchasing arms to kill Muslims, to kill each other. So we saw the result of it yesterday. Although we feel sorry for that and we condemn every barbaric act against any human, be it Shia, Sunni, Muslim, non-Muslim, this is not the ethics of Islam. to go into a masjid, a temple, a church, a synagogue, and kill worshippers. This is not the ethics of Islam. Islam condemns this strongly. What I am saying is that I hope it will be a lesson for those who financed Wahhabism and terrorism for at least 3 decades. I hope it will be a lesson for them, because Allah says in the Quran, هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُكُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْكُمْ. This is what you did to others, now it is turning against you. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. The government of God, His justice system, is very strict. We hope, inshallah, Allah will bring understanding and healing and unity to the Muslim Ummah worldwide, inshallah. They respect each other, they have rahmah and mercy and understanding and tolerance for each other, and bring this misery in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Egypt to an end, inshallah, and strengthens the Muslim Ummah, inshallah ta'ala. On Thursday, inshallah, we're going to commemorate the martyrdom, the anniversary of the martyrdom of the 6th Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And also on Saturday, August 15th, we have a book signing, a book about Ahlul Bayt and Imamah. The author, Professor Talal Urfa, will be here with us from Dearborn, Michigan on the 15th, Saturday at 6 p.m. And he will sign his book and give a free copy, complimentary copy to the participants. And also on August 23rd, we're going to have the only Hajj lesson here on Sunday, August 23rd, from 3 to 6. And I'd like to thank the parents who sent their loved ones to the junior camp. We had about 95 participants at the junior camp this past weekend, and also we had 60 participants at the youth camp, and alhamdulillah we enjoyed the activities, and I can see some of our future leaders who participated in the camp are with us today, Salat al-Jum'ah. We encourage you to, inshallah, ask them, give incentives to them to participate in these retreats so they can learn about their Islam and their religion. One more thing before I conclude. And I think we need air conditioning, please, here. We need it on this side and that side. Put it, turn it on, please, Aisha. My friends, Khutbatul Jumu'ah, the sermon, is part of the prayers. So when you come inside the masjid and the khatib, the speaker, has already started the khutbah, don't do your prayers. Don't do the 2 rak'ah tahiyyat al-masjid. You have to listen to the khutbah. If you do the prayers, if you choose to do your salat and you don't listen to the khutbah, then you have to pray salat al-dhuhr. You cannot pray salat al-jum'ah. Salat al-jum'ah is only for those who come anytime, even if you come, whether you come at the beginning of the khutbah or the end or in the middle, even if you catch only 5 last minutes or 3 last minutes of the khutbah, you may do Salat al-Jum'ah. But some people, they come here at the beginning of the khutbah and they pray. When they pray, they're going to break the khutbah. So they have to do Dhuhr after that. So please, if you have Salat, you may do it before the khutbah, before the beginning of the khutbah, or you can wait until we finish Salat al-Jum'ah and Salat al-Asr, and you can do your prayers. Let's also do dua for some of our friends at this masjid who are at the hospital. Some of them are experiencing surgeries. Let's recite this ayah for them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية يا أرحم الراحمين وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.